action.
I think you actually make the film in post-production. You gather the materials that you need by shooting your footage, gathering archival footage, doing your research, finding pictures, like old pictures and so forth. But really, you're putting the story together in the post-production stage.
تمامی دستاوردهای خود و تمامی خطاهایی کردی، تمامی باختهایی کردی در اون مرحله می‌بینی.
I show the work in progress to my actors, the main actors. They can give me feedback. They can tell me what they think is wrong and right. They can tell me how they see themselves represented.
I think there's a very important step between research and shooting, which most people don't do, and which people think that in documentaries is not necessary, and that is to find the form of your film. And I think so little thought is given to that I think that's important, and that what you say is influenced by how you say it. I think for me the most important thing is the viewing of the rushes, because again that's what tells me who I am in a way, because what I've shot, how I've been with people. For example, in an interview, it's very easy to preach to others that, oh, you're not treating people properly or you're being disrespectful. But when I see myself, how I talk to people, I think it tells me something about myself. So for me, watching the footage is the most important part.
And that's the critical time in making the film, because frequently you'll have a lot more materials than you could ever put into the film. For example, on our Guam project, we shot 22 hours of film for a film that's only 25 minutes long.
And so I watched the footage many, many, many times, and then I start editing, and then thinking about sound as well. I think editing and thinking about sound go hand in hand.
Procedure is quite long, and you have to have some money for it, or you have to have people that want to be with you on board.
I had put these sentences on the editing room that it's better to make a film that is short, that the people want to know more, than making a film that is long and the people are bored by that. So I think you should think about what the audience wants to see.
Subtitles are very important. Documentary without subtitles, I cannot imagine. You have to subtitle very carefully everything that is said.